Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, the FBI is in the middle of a press conference with charges in illegal gambling probe. Dan, you're kind of a little bit more up to speed on this just because you've been able to see some of the stuff that's been coming across television while we've been trying to watch a little bit in here, too. So let's get everybody up to speed on what's going on right now. And I can even just let people know this, that Chauncey Billups, the Trailblazers head coach, Terry Rozier, were arrested Thursday as a part of investigations related to illegal gambling. This happened. The FBI has already announced this. Rozier was arrested Thursday morning in a hotel in Orlando. The Heat lost their opener to the Magic last night. I'm reading this straight from Shams' piece this morning from ESPN, Shams Charania. Billups' arrest was in Oregon and was made part of a separate but related illegal gambling case linked to illegal poker operation tied to the mafia, according to ABC News. Billups is expected to make his initial appearance in court today. Also, former Cavaliers player and assistant Damon Jones was arrested Thursday night on charges that he provided inside information about NBA games to co-defendants who used it to play sports bets, according to ABC News again. And then, you know, Jones played for the Cavaliers as well. And the FBI director is having a press conference right now in New York, and they continue to go on. Dan, did I miss any of that? And then, again, the other part of this story is it appears to be two separate things going on. One is an inside information thing. The other is a high stakes illegal poker operation that was going on in New York. But I'm a little confused on that.
Correct. That's two separate things. You've got that correct. We're kind of gathering this as we go.
It's breaking
the
news.
The FBI is speaking right now, so we'll get you that information ASAP. As soon as, I'm not going to lie, my legal degree is not as good as it should be. Sure. I probably should have spent more time paying attention in those classes instead of taking a nap.
Yeah, Torts is not a former Blue Jackets head coach. It's right. Something you have to pay attention to in law school. Yeah.
So, yeah, I will do the best I can to decipher this, and we'll get it on the air as fast as possible. But, yeah, it's two separate ones going on, one of them involving an underground poker ring, and then the other one involving illegal sports gambling. So both of them... Chauncey Billups, I believe, is involved a little bit more on the poker side of things than anything else. Terry Rozier, Jontay Porter, that's on the sports gaming side of things.
And Porter's whole situation went down some time ago.
Correct. But that's being lumped is the wrong term, but that is being also charged. Up in this as well. Yeah.
His brother's Michael Porter Jr. for the Brooklyn Nets.
And we've not heard anything from the NBA. I'm assuming the NBA was waiting for this report to come out before they would say anything. And you would think, whether it's paid or not, that they would be on immediate leave and under investigation from the NBA as well.
The Terry Rozier side of things, and again, this is according to the Department of Justice, alleged Terry Rozier told co-defendant, De Niro Laster, that he was going to take himself out during the first quarter of a March 23rd, 2023 Hornets game with an injury, so Laster could bet on it. Laster shared that information and was paid $100,000 for it by Marv Fraley, according to the indictment. That information then was shared with others who bet on it, prosecutor said. Another defendant, Shane Hennon, bet $61,200 on prop bets on Rozier's unders, and then ordered a syndicate of associates to bet too, the indictment said. All in all, $259,000 were wagered on Rozier by that group, the indictment said. Rozier left the game playing 9 minutes and 34 seconds.
So in other words, he took himself out of the game, and all of the prop bets on under stuck because he didn't play.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. It's the prop bets, right? I mean, that's, and the commissioner has talked about that before, that, you know, it's the prop bets that are the ones that are, they just seem too easy to manipulate. Yeah. It doesn't matter what sport, there's always one, right?
And I'm grabbing that from The Athletic, by the way, who's live writing up all these things.
Yeah. I don't know. General assessment, Jeff? I know we don't have a ton of facts, but I mean,
no, it's just this. If you play pro sports, you're not allowed to bet.
Yeah, allegations against Chauncey Billups and other players involved in the poker ring are, according to the FBI, have to do with wire fraud and extortion.
Yeah, the, see, that's a different deal.
And part of that was, you know,
These are different. These are obviously, they're all gambling, but it's different things. Manipulating prop bets, if you're a player, nope. And, but the other stuff, poker games, that sounds nasty and real serious.
Yeah.
As does the other stuff, but two very different approaches here, two different things going on.
Yeah. So the poker stuff that, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't want to be wrong here, Dan, but
we're all doing the best we can.
No, I know, but everything that we've just heard. So, and again, we're trying to give facts. That's what Jeff and I do. We take great pride in that. We also take pride in saying that you're innocent until, you know, convicted. That the poker games were high-stake poker games that were involved.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
With mafia, according to ABC News, and that they were high tech setup, high tech setup situation for a poker game where they knew
illegal games run by organized crime.
Yeah, illegal games run by organized crime, but also fixed is what it sounded like they said in the press conference. I mean, like, they knew before they walked in. It wasn't just like a poker game where guys were coming in with big money.
Yeah.
It was a poker game where folks were walking in with a lot of money, and they were also, the games are fixed. I don't know through, who knows? I mean, they could have had earpiece. I don't know. A
little more information. Damon Jones and Terry Rozier the accusations include providing information related to prop bets between 2022 and 2024.
Basically, when all these online things started to explode,
yikes.
Right? It's a direct correlation. It's like, I don't know how. I mean, these guys are educated through the roof on this stuff, on not to do it. You can't do this. I mean, how often are they told?
Nature is a powerful thing, Andy.
It's over and over and over. They tell them all the time, you can't do this. You can't do this. You can't do this. And then all of a sudden, you get yourself mixed up.
Yeah, so none of that when Damon Jones was here.
Oh, well, that's good, too.
Damon Jones was an assistant with the charge from 2015 to 2016, and then was a Cavaliers assistant from 2016 to 2018.
All right, I want to get to the Cavs, but I know you want to chime in on some of the stuff, so I'm going to give a couple of you guys a chance here. You're called in, 216-474-0092. Robert is in Parma. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks, Robert.
I know you talked to a lot of people, but I think we had a conversation about this, I don't know, month and a half back with the Guardians and their pitchers. Mm-hmm. And my point, I think, still remains the same is, you know, the poker game aside, that's, you know, like you guys were saying, totally different. It's just too easy to place bets on your phone. You don't have to physically go somewhere. It's just too easy, and I think it just invites more and more of this and opens it up to issues. I know you guys talk about the education for players and coaches of simply just don't do it, but I think the stakes are too high. The money's too – there's too much money, and it's too easy to do it right on your phone or even nod to your buddy of, hey, this guy's not going to play tonight or this guy's not going to play well or whatever it may be. And I think we really need to take a look at this, and maybe some mistakes have been made with the legalized gambling. I was initially a big supporter of it. I do it myself on my phone, but I have concerns about it.
Yeah, Robert, here's the question. I mean, gambling is going to happen no matter what. I don't care. We could be the most educated people on earth. If someone's going to pick the color of a card, the next card that's going to go by, it's an opportunity to gamble.
Andy Blacksock's scandal was over 100 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, it just is.
Right. Yeah.
But it's easy to do it on your phone.
Yeah, but
absolutely.
So here's the interesting.
But if you're going to do it, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
The interesting part for me, Robert and Jeff, that because now that we have relationships between leagues and gaming operations, that this stuff is right out there. I mean, it's way easier now to bust these guys than it probably was before.
Well, not only that, but Andy and Jeff, the leagues have a vested interest and keeping this all above board because they don't need, you know, we watch a game, we're surprised by the outcome. We're looking for the outcome. They don't need allegations that any of this is fixed or that there's dirty business going on in the background either.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a vested interest in keeping a high watch on this. I think it was last week maybe, someone in The Athletic came out with an article saying, hey, maybe this was all a mistake, and that's just burning in the back of my mind now. It was on. You know, the recent legalized gambling and whatnot. It was really interesting, but I just, it's hard not to think it was a mistake.
All right, Robert.
The more and more issues we see on this.
Yeah, that's true. It's out and center. All right, thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
Keep in mind, as bad as it looks today for the NBA, remember how bad it looked for Major League Baseball when a couple of Cleveland pitchers were suspended?
Yeah, although.
Looking forward to that World Series on Friday?
Yeah, but.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
News stories last a couple of days, as we heard yesterday from Dylan Gabriel.
That's true. He was right.
And he's right. But, you know, the investigation is, I don't know if it's just beginning, just ending, whatever. But obviously, you know, there's damage done here.
Let me take one more before we go to the break. Jeffrey? Hi, Jeffrey.
Yeah, you know, I got a question.
Sure.
Why is it legal for professional fighters to bet on anything they want to bet on? They can bet on themselves. They can bet on college games, pro games. And nobody says anything.
I don't know. I've never once said.
I have no idea.
I mean, the sport has gone so downhill.
Well, they're not union members.
Well, that's true, too.
I don't think.
They're professional athletes.
Yeah.
They can bet on anything they want to bet on.
Well, that's one thing. If you're a member of the National Basketball Association or the NFL, there are player association rules and rules to play in that sport. I don't know anything about the boxing stuff. I don't know anything about, for instance, golf.
Right.
You know, these guys are individuals. But to be a member of these leagues, there are rules you have to follow. And there are other rules, and like federal law.
Yeah, I mean, it's insider information. Same thing we talk about on Wall Street all the time, too.
Things.
You know,
yep.
It's interesting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.